Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Charles, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. So how are you guys recovering after, you know, injuries to Harris and Campman?
Oh, man, it's tough, you know, but we got guys that have been with us all year and have practiced with us, so, you know, guys just got to fill in and step up.
What did you think of Stafford's last performance, particularly, you know, playing after getting injured?
Yeah, you know, that's something that can be commended, you know, for guys in this league. You know, at some point playing this game, you're going to get hurt. And for him to, you know, go through that injury, come off, and then come right back in that game, shows you that the game really, really means something to him. Winning really means something to him. So I take my hat off to any guy that goes out there and continues to play regardless of being hurt or not.
You guys saw Culpepper last time. What would be the difference between Culpepper and Stafford?
I think the only difference is the experience. You know, Culpepper's an experienced guy, been around a long time. Stafford's just a young guy, so he's going through his growing pains as a rookie. And, you know, for us, we just prepare for him, for whoever it is, and you know, play it like that.
The Lions, some of them said they were embarrassed by how they played at Green Bay. Is it hard to beat a team that bad twice in a year?
I hope not. you know, our plan is to come out and execute, you know, and to get a win. I mean, every win now definitely is important, especially as we try to, you know, advance in our season. So it is, whether it's one time or two times, you know, our goal is to go out there and execute.
Does playing on the national stage, I mean, you've done it obviously a lot in your career, does that give you any extra, you know, juice, for lack of a word, you know, playing in front of your peers and, you know, the whole nation watching the Thanksgiving game?
Oh, absolutely. You know, in those type of games, the energy level is always high, you know, and that energy is contagious. And, you know, when you come out there and you're all the bright lights and, you know, knowing that it's you know, a national game, you know, it gives you a little extra boost. So regardless of it being a short week, you know, guys will be ready.
If Kelvin doesn't play on Thursday, how does that change what you guys do, or does it?
Again, you know, regardless of you know, Kelvin plays or Stafford plays, it, for us it's about execution. We're not going to change too much. We're going to go out there and just try to get a win.
Have you played Kelvin more straight up than most teams might?
Probably so. I'm not sure a lot of what other teams do. I know, you know, we have played him pretty straight up for the most part. And, you know, he's a special receiver, so, I mean, we might play him straight up, but he definitely gets some extra attention.
But you haven't, you know, double-teamed him, bracketed him the whole game or the majority of the game, right?
No.
Would that change with Al Harris being out? Or would you just take him?
Well, I don't know. You know, I guess we'll figure it out in the game. I don't want to give our game plan away.
What memories do you have of watching this game as a kid, if you did?
The memories were, you know, the player that had the, you know, the top performance, you know, getting the turkey leg. I don't know if they still do that now, but, you know, I just remember guys like Emmitt Smith, you know, who had big games on Thanksgiving and being the person to get that turkey leg at the end of the game. So I know that was real special for the guys that have gotten that.
Anything else? All right, Charles, thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Yep, thank you.
Any other questions?
I was surprised.